From Time to Time by Jack Finney. The man at the end of the long table, he wore a trimmed black beard streaked white at the ends of his mouth, looked up at the wall clock. 7:03. He turned once more to look at the open doorway behind him, and so did everyone else. No one appeared, though. No footsteps approached along the wood-floored hall outside, and he turned back to the group. He was the oldest of them, a trim, youthful 40, wearing blue denims and a plaid cotton shirt, and the only full professor.
We'd better get started. Audrey, you want to begin?
Audrey bent up the clasp of a manila envelope in the table beside her purse, and partly pulled out a newspaper folded to quarter size. Only a portion of its masthead was visible, reading New York Courier, and one or two people smiled at what they took to be the deliberate drama of this. This was the little chemistry department library, cheerful, with shelved books and framed sepia photographs of the old laboratories. It was early evening, September, and still light, and here in Durham, still warm. Someone had opened the three tall round-top windows, and they could hear birds wrangling in the campus trees. Audrey laid the newspaper on the table.
So far, my network is only four people.